Number 13. Constructing barges.
For many centuries, the barges were the main form of transport in Hallstatt. These barges, or pletten to use the local term, are elongated boats bent in the direction of the prow. Whereas previously many people were involved in boat construction, at peak times a barge a day was built. Today it is only Alfred Lenz who cultivates this old handcraft.
The shape of the barges arose from asking what was to be transported. Because wood was what we transported most in our lake, the barges were so built that they were long enough to transport timber to the houses.
Just as today the parking place is in front of the house, so previously houses in Hallstatt had direct access to the lake.
The way the barges are bent up at the prow can be explained in that the barges, as with a landing bridge, were driven up against the shoreline. Then the lengths of timber were carried out, because to unload from the side would have been much more difficult.
Alfred Lenz was inducted into the secrets of building these barges by his father-in-law, who came from an old boat-building family.
The bottom of the boat is cut out. The boat's bottom is shaped to achieve the greatest possible length and breadth. This is not a fixed measurement. Experience has shown that a breadth of 95 centimeters is possible. Then come other measurements of breadth. The measurements are taken 7 times. The breadth is measured at the distance of each rib, and so the form is arrived at.
The side walls are then fitted to the ribs, or kipfen, as they are also called.
To assemble the barge, the bottom of it is pressed down with struts. The boat has to be locked into position during this. Then the rudder is built onto it and nailed on with cast iron nails. Then the side walls are affixed left and right of the rudder. They are also nailed on there. Then they're lifted 2 meters high in the front, and in one operation the side walls are affixed to the ribs and then down. Thus the bottom of the boat is fitted directly to the side walls.
The individual parts are each affixed then. As Alfred Lenz explains, in earlier times, moss was used to make the barges waterproof.
That was the beginning of all evil. Because the moss never dried, the barges always began to rot at the joints.
That's the reason why the barges in earlier times were good for service only for about 10 years. The new boats are much more durable because other material is used to cork them.